Jayaramanava Jaya Kunya Bihari Jaya Radhamanava Jaya Kunya Bihari Gopichana Pallabha Jaya Girivarana Jaya Girivarana Gopichana Malabha Jaya Girivarana Jaya Girivarana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Prajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Kunja Vyadhi Jaya Kunja Vihari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radhamanava Jaya Kunja Vihari Vichana Manava Jaya Kirivarudhari Jaya Manavari Vichana Manava Chananada Goswami Shila Prabhupada Kijai Iskan Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Kijai Anantakoti Voishna Vrindi Kijai Namacharya Shila Khilas Thakur Kijai Param Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasili Gaur Vakta Vrindi Kijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikapatnath Shayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavadam Kijai Maturadam Kijai Jagadathasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shrimati Lassi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gol All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnupadaya. Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamin Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani. Nirvashesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Jeshatarani. Okay, so Om Gana Timadanda Shaganjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada, who has so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Okay. So, we got 21 people, which is good. So, we're going to continue with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We're on the 17th chapter of the Adi Leela, and we may get close to finishing up this chapter today, or we may finish the chapter, or may not finish the chapter. But anyway, we're going to hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after we finish this chapter, we go on to the Majja Leela, that is, the middle pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So far, in the Adi Leela, we've heard about the ontological position of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who he is, why he came down, who his associates are, who the branches of the Chaitanya tree, Lord Nityananda and his branches, Advaitacharya and his branches, who Srivast Thakur is, who Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is. And then as we get into the Majja Leela, we're going to talk more about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Jagannath Puri. Okay, so let us go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So I believe, yes, we are on text 277. Yesterday we finished with 276. And so let's continue. 277. Gopi Baba Yate Prabhu Tariyache Kanta Prajendra Nandane Mane Apanara Kanta. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the mood of the gopis who accept Prajendra Nandana Sri Krishna as their lover. Let me just write down one thing because I have to make a video for someone tonight. I just remembered it. Alrighty, 278. Gopika Bhavera He Sudrida Nishchaya Prajendra Nandana Bina Anyatra Nahaya. It is firmly concluded that the ecstatic mood of the gopis is possible only before Krishna and no one else. Shyama Sundara Shika Picha Gunja Vibhushana Gopa Vesha Tri Vangima Murali Vadana. He has a bluish complexion, a peacock feather on his head, a gunja garland, and the decorations of a coward boy. His body is curved in three places, and he holds a flute to his mouth. This, of course, is Krishna. So if you don't know what gunja is, there are these red and black berries that are only found in Vrindavan, as far as I know. And if you ever travel with them, be careful, because in certain countries you're not allowed to enter these countries with them. And I have had my gunja mala taken away What do I use the Gunjamala for? Not for myself. I am not Krishna. The Gunjamala represents Srimati Radharani. So when you have Govardhan Shilas, that means the stones from Govardhan Hill that the devotees worship as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you surround the Govardhan Shilas with Gunja Mala. A mala means like a necklace. Okay, Gunja is the particular berry. And also the Gunja berry is poisonous, so don't try eating it because it's a remnant. You may go back to Godhead a little prematurely. Ihachari Krishna Yari Hayanyatara Gopikara Bhave Nahi Hayanikatatahara. If Lord Krishna gives up this original form and assumes another Vishnu form, nearness to him cannot invoke the ecstatic mood of the gopis. Gopinam Pashupendra Nandana Jusho Bhavashakastam Kriti Vigatam Shamate Duruha Padavi Sancharina Rakriham Avishkurvate Vaishnavim Apitanum Tasmin Bujaj Jishnu Bir Yasam Hanta Chattupir Adbutaruchim Rago Daya Kunjati. Once Lord Sri Krishna playfully manifested himself as Narayan, with four victorious hands and a very beautiful form. When the gopis saw this exalted form, however, their ecstatic feelings were crippled. Even a learned scholar, therefore, cannot understand the gopis' ecstatic feelings, which are firmly fixed upon the original form of Lord Krishna as the son of Nanda Maharaj. The wonderful feelings of the gopis and ecstatic Parama Ras with Krishna constitute the greatest mystery in spiritual life. This is a quotation from the Lalita Madhava 6:15 by Srila Rupa Goswami. Let me tell you a little bit more about that story. Once upon a time, the gopis were looking for Krishna. And Krishna was hiding from them. And he hid, manifesting himself as Narayan, Lord Narayan, God. So the gopis came upon Lord Narayan. They didn't know that Narayan and Krishna are the same. That means four-handed form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they offered obeisances. They said, my dear Narayana, oh God, please bless us. Please give us a benediction. And Narayan said, what benediction do you want, my dear girls? And they said, we want Krishna. Tell us where Krishna is. And so Narayan did not. Then Srimati Radharani came. And she saw Narayan, but when Krishna saw her, he couldn't keep the extra two arms, and they kept disappearing. So Krishna was not able to hide from Srimati Radharani. And there is a very beautiful temple near Govardhan Hill called the Chaturbhuj Temple. That means the four-armed form of the Lord. And there's a very beautiful deity there that we were fortunate enough to get a picture of. We had to be a little tricky to get a picture of the deity. And we had to lure the pujari away from the deities to take the picture. And we lured the pujari away from the deities, or at least the devotee who took the picture lured the pujari away from the deities using a young girl. Very good trick. Anyway, we had some beautiful deities, and it's right near Govardhan Hill. Wonderful, beautiful deity. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted there, and there is a temple to Lakshmi there, and a kund there to Lakshmi, right next to the temple. And when we do the Govardhan Parikrama online, sometimes we can show you that picture, the picture of the deities, the picture of the Lakshmi place, and the picture of where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat and chanted the holy names. Vasanta Kale Rasalila Kare Govardhane Antardana Kaila Sanketa Kari Radhasane. During the season of springtime, when the rasa dance was going on, suddenly Krishna disappeared from the scene, indicating that he wanted to be alone with Srimati Radharani. Nibrita Nikunje Vasi Deke Radhara Bhata Anveshite Aila Tahan Gopikara Tata. Krishna was sitting in a solitary bush waiting for Srimati Radharani to pass by, but while he was searching, the gopis arrived there like a phalanx of soldiers. That means a whole bunch of soldiers. Durahaite Krishna Deki Bali Gopigana Edeka Kunjera Vitara Rajendra Nandana. Just see, the gopis said, seeing Krishna from a distant place, here within a bush is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Gopigana Deki Krishna Haila Sadhusa Lukhaite Narila Vaye Haila Vibhasha. As soon as Krishna saw her, all the gopis were struck with emotion. Thus, he could not hide himself, and out of fear, he became motionless. Chaturbhuja Murti Dhari Achena Vasiha Krishna Deki Gopi Kahi Nikate Asiha. Krishna assumed his forearm, Narayan form, and sat there. When all the gopis came, they looked at him and spoke as follows. Ihon Krishna Nahi Ihon Narayana Murti Eta Vali Tanre Sabe Tare Nati Tuti. He is not Krishna. He's the Supreme Personality of God in Narayana. After saying this, they offered obeisances and the following respectful prayers. Namo Narayana Devakara Prasada Krishna Sangha Dehamora Guchaha Vishada. O Lord Narayana, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly be merciful to us. Give us the association of Krishna and thus vanquish our lamentation. That's the story I just told. The gopis were not made happy even by seeing the forearm form of Narayana. Yet they offered their respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and begged from him the benediction of achieving the association of Krishna. Such is the ecstatic mood of the gopis. Eta Bali Namaskare Gela Gopi Gana Hena Kale Radha Hasidina Darashana. After saying this, offering obeisances, all the gopis dispersed. Then Srimati Radharani came and appeared before Lord Krishna. Radha Deki Krishna Tanre Hasya Karite Se Chaturbhuja Murti Jahena Rakite. When Lord Krishna saw Radharani, he wanted to maintain the forearm form to joke with her. Lukaila dvi bhuja radhara agrete bahu yatna kaila Krishna narila rakite. In front of Srimati Radharani, Krishna had to hide the two extra arms. He tried his best to keep forearms before her, but he was completely unable to do so. So what that means is that Radharani's love controls Krishna. And even though Krishna is God, he becomes powerless. He's the supreme power. Ekala Ishra Krishna Arasandha Vritcha. He's the supreme controller. Yet he becomes controlled by Srimati Radharani, her love for him. Radhara Vishuddha Bhavera Chincha Prabhava Ye Krishna Re Karaila Dvibhuja Swabhava. The influence of Radharani's pure ecstasy is so inconceivably great that it forced Krishna to come to his original two-armed form. That's why when we go to Vrindavan, what do we chant? Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. So anyway, I told the story before, but you can hear it again, that when I stay in Vrindavan, I'm always chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. And so when I went to Mayapur one time where they chant Hare Krishna, which is the same thing as Radha and Krishna, I got severely chastised by one of the devotees when I said Radhe, Radhe. They said, ah! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! He said, that's the same thing. Why are you chastising me? Radhe, Radhe. So, Rasaramba vidhau nilya vasata kunjem rigakshi ganair dristam kopayitum swamuduradhya yashustu sadarshita pradaya pranayasya hanta makima yasya shriya rakshitum sa sakya prabhavishnu napi harina nasich chatur bakuta. Prior to the rasa dance, Lord Krishna hid himself in a grove just to have fun. When the gopis came, their eyes resembling those of deers by his sharp intelligence, he exhibited his beautiful form to hide himself. But when Srimati Radharani came there, Krishna could not maintain his forearms in her presence. This is the wonderful glory of her love. So this is a quotation from the Ujjala Nilamani, Nayika Veda 7 by Srila Rupa Goswami. Of course, the Ujjala Nilamani is the postgraduate study of the Nectar of Devotion in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and should be read by the devotees when they are on a very high platform. Sevrajeshvarihan Jagannatha Pita Sevrajeshvarihan Shachi Devi Mata. Father Nanda, the king of Rajabhumi, is now Jagannath Mishra, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mother Yashoda, the queen of Rajabhumi, is now Shachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya's mother. Se Nanda Suta Ihan Chaitanya Goshani, Se Baladeva Ihan. Whoops. Se Baladeva Ihan Nityananda Bai. The former son of Nanda Maharaj is now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the former Baladeva, Krishna's brother, is now Nityananda Prabhu, the brother of Lord Chaitanya. Vatsalya dasya sakyatina babamaya se Nityananda Krishna Chaitanya sahaya. Sri Nityananda Prabhu always feels the ecstatic emotions of paternity, servitude, and friendship. He always assists Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. Prema bhakti diya ten hong vasala jagate tanra charitra loke na pare bhushite. Sri Nityananda Prabhu overflooded the entire world by distributing transcendental loving service. No one can understand his character and activities. Advaita charya goshani bhakta avatar Krishna avatariya kaila bhaktira prachar. Srila Advaitacharya Prabhu appeared as an incarnation of a devotee. He is in the category of Krishna, but he descended to this earth to propagate devotional service. Satyadasya dvibhava sahaja tanhara kabu prabhu karena tanre guru vyavahara. His natural emotions were always on the platform of fraternity and servitude, but the Lord sometimes treated him as a spiritual master. Shivasari yata mahaprabhura vatagana nija nija bhave karena chaitanya sevana. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Srivas Thakura, have their own emotional humors in which they render service unto him. So a humor in this case doesn't mean necessarily something funny. It means a feeling, basically. A taste, a feeling. Basically a taste and a feeling you get from that taste. Not just eating, but a taste of doing something. Take it in a figurative sense when you use the word taste. Pandita Goshani Ari Yan Raki Yeyurasa Se Se Rasi Prabhu Hana Tanra Vasha. Personal associates like Gadadhara, Swarup Damodara, Ramananda Roy, and the six Goswamis headed by Rupa Goswami are all situated in their respective transcendental humors. Thus, the Lord submits to various positions in various transcendental mellows. Mellows is rasas. In verse 296 through 301, the emotional devoted service of Sri Nityananda, Sri Advaita Prabhu, and others had been fully described. Describing such individual service, the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika 11 to 16 declares that although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a devotee, he is none other than the son of Nanda Maharaj. That's Krishna's father. Similarly, although Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared as Lord Chaitanya's assistant, he is none other than Baladev, the carrier of the plow. Advaitacharya is the incarnation of Sadashiva from the spiritual world. All the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur are his marginal energy, is also Narayamuni, whereas the devotees headed by Gadara Pandit are manifestations of his internal potency, Srimati Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu all belong to the Vishnu Tattva category. We described what that was before. I don't think we need to get into that again. Because Lord Chaitanya is an ocean of mercy, he is addressed as Mahaprabhu, whereas Nityananda and Advaita, being two great personalities who assist Lord Chaitanya, are addressed as Prabhu. Thus, there are two Prabhus and one Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Goswami is a representative of a perfect Brahman spiritual master. Srivas Thakur represents the perfect Brahman devotee. These five are known as Pancha Tattva. Tihan Shyama Vamsimukha Gopa Vilasi Ihan Gora Kabu Dvija Kabu Ta Sanyasi. In Krishna Leela, the Lord's complexion is blackish. Holding a flute to his mouth, he enjoys as a coward boy. Now the self-same person has appeared with a fair complexion, sometimes acting as a Brahmin and sometimes accepting the renounced order of life. Ataiva apane prabhu gopi bhavadari rajendrana nandane kahi prana nata kari. Therefore, the Lord himself, accepting the emotional ecstasy of the gopis, now addresses the son of Nanda Maharaj, O master of my life, O my dear husband. So in other words, Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, is worshiping Krishna because he wants to understand her love for him. He wants to see himself from her perspective. And number three, he wants to enjoy as much as his greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani, enjoys. Say Krishna, say Gopi Parama Vivroda, Achincha Charitra Prabhurati Sudurvoda. He is Krishna, yet he has accepted the mood of the gopis. How is it so? It is the inconceivable character of the Lord which is very difficult to understand. Krishna's accepting the part of the gopis is certainly contradictory according to any mundane calculations, but the Lord, by his inconceivable character, may act like the gopis and feel separation from Krishna, although he is Krishna himself. Such a contradiction can be reconciled only in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he has energy that is inconceivable, achincha, which can make possible that which is impossible to do, agatha gathana patiyasi. Such contradictions are very difficult to understand unless a devotee strictly follows the Vaishnava philosophy under the direction of the Goswamis. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ends every chapter with this verse. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishnadas. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunatha, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. In a song by Narottamadas Thakur, it is stated, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Aive akuti kabe hamabu shabu se yugala piriti. The conjugal love between Radha and Krishna, which is called yugala piriti, is not understandable by mundane scholars, artists, or poets. It is simply to be understood by devotees who strictly follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis. Sometimes so-called artists and poets try to understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, and they publish cheap books poetry and pictures on this subject. Unfortunately, however, they do not understand the transcendental affairs of Radha and Krishna even to the smallest degree. They are simply meddling in a matter in which they are not fit even to enter. So the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna are between Radha and Krishna, who are both Satchitananda, eternity, bliss, knowledge, and Krishna's body, and Krishna's self, and Krishna's mind, and Krishna's personality, they're all Satchitananda, eternity, bliss, and knowledge. And if you don't know what Satchitananda is, that's okay, because in this world you would not have experience of it. So, in other words, there's no pus and blood bodies interacting with each other like there is in this material world. You. And when the pus and blood bodies interact with each other, you simply got the hormones that cause people to feel in a certain way. For example, when people, sorry about this, if I'm offending someone, when people fall in love, it's just chemistry. Just like this big company called DuPont used to have some advertisement in Miracles of Chemistry or something like that. But it's just chemistry. Your anger, just chemistry. Your love, just chemistry. Your lust, just chemistry. Your hunger, just chemistry. Your pain, just chemistry. Your pleasure, just chemistry. Now that I've destroyed the illusion for you in this world, you can drop off of this class and get back into illusion. But anyway, it's just chemistry. That's it. It's you're enjoying different tastes in this world. Just chemistry. And of course the soul, but it's all indirect. It's just a virtual reality. It's just chemistry. Just like a video game. It's just computer chips and programming. That's the naked reality of this world. I hate to spoil it for you. But in the interaction between Radha and Krishna, it's the souls. You know, sometimes people talk about my soulmate. You know, they have this like new age fantasy of looking for your soulmate. And so you go all over the universe, aware, aware is my true love. Where is my soulmate? Well, your soulmate is in your heart. Hridayasarjuna tishtati. Frank Govinda says, what about committing offenses? Because ignore. No, but you have the ability to counteract chemistry. You can't blame the chemistry for your nonsense. If the chemistry tells you to punch someone, you can also, as a spirit soul, say, body, do not punch. For you are responsible. You are responsible for how you react to the chemistry. That's why Vacho Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udarapashta Vegam. That if one can withstand and tolerate the pushings of chemistry, all chemistry. You should just go to university and study chemistry. If you can withstand it, avacho begam, the pushing of the tongue, belly, gentle mind, anger, and words. Perfect verse. Thank you for asking that question. Then, at that point, you could be a guru. That's the quality of a bona fide guru. And you can make disciples all over the world. If you can just tolerate chemistry, that's all. You don't even have to go to the university to study chemistry. Anyway, I know that most of us are involved in the chemical reactions, and we love the chemical reactions that the tongue experiences. You know, you have, oh, let me have some nice chemical reactions on my tongue today. But in the spiritual world, you can actually, with the soul, taste prasadam. I mean, of course, your soul can taste prasadam in this world too. But Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti, Uchite, you have to have purified senses. And those purified senses occur when you take prasadam. Anyway, a little complicated, but this material world is Yantra Rudani. What does that mean? That's Krishna's statement in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam. Aradeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. What does that mean? That the Supreme Lord, Ishwara Sarabhutanam, is in everyone's heart. But where? Hridayasya. That means in the heart. Arjuna Tishyati, he is situated. And Brahmayan, the living entity, is wandering. Brahmayan, Sarva Bhutani, all the living entities are wandering. They're wandering. Yantra, Rudani Maya. They're situated on this machine of the material energy. You know, the chemical machine, whether it's a biochemical machine or regular chemical, but it's chemical, 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 chemical. Just like if you study biochemistry. I don't know if any of you study biochemistry, but these life is composed of proteins, and the proteins are composed of amino acids, and amino acids are are molecules, and they have a specific shape, and when you put a lot of amino acids together in a specific sequence, you got a specific protein. And that protein has a specific function, whether that function of the protein is to carry messages or whether the function of the protein is a structure to the body, or whether that function of the protein is to carry the garbage away or as a machine. It's chemistry, boys and girls. You better believe it. Okay, that was a sannyas. What would happen if we gave up our attachment to the chemical reactions while we're not pure enough to experience the spiritual bliss that we try to make? It's impossible to give up your attachment to the chemical reactions unless you're actually experiencing a higher taste. So you can't give up your attachment. If you prematurely try to act like you're unattached, you'll get in trouble because the chemical reactions will ultimately overcome you. As Krishna says, that one may pretend, one may be a pretender, but ultimately one will succumb to the chemical reactions. So then it's like sublimating something. When you sublimate a particular desire, inclination or something, it comes out in another way. Just like sometimes people want to get rid of certain or ignore certain chemical reactions, like they say, I don't want to fall in love. Sorry if I'm being humorous today, destroying everybody's illusion. Anyway, if someone says, I am going to push down these chemical reactions that are causing me to fall in love. As they push them down. And then the person becomes, instead of, you know, manifesting love, the person becomes angry. So it comes out as anger. So when you actually are prematurely attempting to ignore those chemical reactions, you can't give up the attachment to the chemical reactions, but when you're prematurely trying to ignore them, they will come out in some other way when you least expect it. Like sometimes you run into someone who's really not ready to renounce this world, and they're angry as hell. They're just like, oh, he's angry. Oh, my God. All I said to you was, how are you doing today? And you yelled at me. That's the problem. So, therefore, one has to be properly experiencing spiritual bliss. And not only experiencing spiritual bliss, one has to identify oneself. This is beyond spiritual bliss. One has to identify oneself with one's real identity. Gopi Bharata Padakamala Dasa 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 Anudasa. One has to realize who they are. Like if you realize who you are, then you won't get so upset. For example, let's say you're working a job. Okay, you're working a job and there's a danger they're going to fire you from the job. Okay. So two scenarios. One is you're dependent on the job, and if you don't have the money from that job, you ain't eating. Or to put it in English, eating. You're not going to eat. That's one scenario. Another scenario is you're just doing the job as a service or as a hobby, but actually you have millions and millions of dollars in the bank, and you have a life outside of the job, and you know you're just working the job as you know just to whatever you know, take up your time. Then, if you get fired from the job, Hare Krishna. So it's the same way for a devotee. You know that you know things work out in the material world, don't work out, then Hare Krishna. I have my spiritual identity. I'm a coward boy. I'm a gopi. I'm a parent of Krishna. I'm a servant of Krishna. Wow, I have a real life. It's just like, all right, let's give an example. Let's play, you're playing a video game and you have a real life. You're a very rich person, good health and everything like that. In the video game, you get killed. Or you fall in love in the video. I don't even know if they have video games where you fall in love. I'm sure they do. That would be good. Just pull the plug on you. So, let's say they had a video game where you fall in love. All right. Beep. See, is the microphone working? Yeah. So, let's say there's a video game where you... Let me just make sure the microphone... This is interesting stuff. Where you fall in love, but actually you have someone who you really love in the real world. So then, you know, just the video, so what, you know? This lady who we like fell in love with in the video game was just an illusion. Even though she looked good on the screen. Then, or he looked good on the screen. It's just an illusion. So because there's real life. So for a devotee to be detached from this, really detached from this world, means to realize the real life, internal or eternal, real life with Krishna. And then you could go in this world and not be disturbed. Dhiras tatra namuyati. Actually, that's one of the first things that Krishna says in the Gita. What? Deheno smin. Yata dehe komaram yavaram jarat tata dehantaris praptir dhiras tatra namuyati. That one should remain undisturbed. If one actually, but the only way to do it is to understand who you are. If you don't understand who you are, and your whole sense of identity is based upon this illusion, then obviously chemistry rules. So go get yourself a chemistry set. When I was young, actually one of the first things I did when I was young, I got a chemistry set. And I was making up all sorts of potions. Some, I hate to say it, sometimes I would make explosives. Fortunately, I didn't lose a finger or anything like that. We make rockets and explosives and things like that. So anyway, it's all the miracles of chemistry according to DuPont chemicals. Or natural chemicals. Okay, organic, natural. We are organic, natural chemicals. Of course, if you had any surgical procedure, then you may be partially inorganic. Just like me, I had two surgical procedures. One was cataract surgery, and they put inorganic lenses in my eyes. So I am partially inorganic. And also I had a hernia surgery, and they put a little net that was inorganic there too. So, okay, enough humor for today. Let's go on the next few verses. Ite tarka kari de keha nakara samshaya krishnera chincha shati he matahaya. One cannot understand the contradictions in Lord Chaitanya's character by putting forward mundane logic and arguments. Consequently, one should not maintain doubts in this connection. One should simply try to understand the inconceivable energy of Krishna. Otherwise, one cannot understand how such contradictions are possible. Achincha adbhuta krishna chaitanya vihara chitra bhava chitra guna chitra vyavahara. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are inconceivable and wonderful. His ecstasy is wonderful, his qualities are wonderful, and his behavior is wonderful. Tarkehi anahi maniye durachara, kumbhipaki pache taranahi kanistara. If one simply adheres to mundane arguments and therefore does not accept this, he will boil in the hell of kumbhipaka. For him, there is no deliverance. Kumbhipaka, a type of hellish condition, is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 26th chapter, text 13, wherein it is said that a person who cooks living birds and beasts to satisfy his tongue is brought before Yamaraj after death and punished in the kumbhipaka hell. There he is put into boiling oil called kumbhipaka, from which there is no deliverance. Kumbhipaka is meant for persons who are unnecessarily envious. Those who are envious of the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are punished in that hellish condition. Achinchakalu ye bhava natvam stakena yojiyat prakriti bhya param yatcha tad achintyasya lakshanam. Anything transcendental to material nature is called inconceivable, whereas arguments are all mundane. Since mundane arguments cannot touch transcendental subject matters, one should not try to understand transcendental subject matters through mundane arguments. This verse from the Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva 5:22, is also quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.593 by Srila Rupa Goswami. Abhuta Chaitanya Lilaya Vyahara Sejanayaya Chaitanyarapada Pasha. Only a person who has firm faith in the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can approach his lotus feet. Prasange kahilahi siddhantara sara ihaye shuneshuda. In this discourse, I have explained the essence of the devotional conclusion. Anyone who hears this develops unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. Likita grantera yadi kari anuvada tavesi grantera arta paiyashvada. I repeat what is already written. If I repeat what is already written, I may thus relish the purport of this scripture. Deki grante bhagavate vyasera chara katahahi anuvada karivara vara. We can see in the scripture Srimad Bhagavatam the conduct of its author, Srila Vyasadeva. After speaking the narration, it repeats it again and again. At the end of Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto, the 12th chapter contains 43 verses in which Sri Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva, recapitulates Srimad Bhagavatam's entire subject matter. Sri Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami wants to follow in the footsteps of Sri Vyasadeva by recapitulating the 17 chapters of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita's Adi Lila. So we're going to end here, and tomorrow, most likely, we will finish this 17th chapter of the Adi Lila. Okay, and we went up to text. Hold on a second. Let me write this down. 277 to 312 today. Okay. Okay, so we will stop sharing and take some questions. Hopefully, people didn't get upset with my mood of detachment today. It was all meant to help Prime Govinda understand things. Because he has one more year till he takes sannyas, so we got to put him through all these tests to see who we're going to put him through the most stringent sannyas tests. We're going to send him to the heavenly planets to let him watch the apsaras to see if that disturbs his mind. We'll send him to Fiji to watch all the native Fijians dance, the native Fijian girls dance. That would be funny. Okay, so who has a question? As you can see, I'm in a little humorous mood today. So, who has a question?
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Oh, okay. Sumukh, let Sumukh go first.
Gurudev, this morning we had a class on the 10th canto of Srimad
Yeah.
Bhagavatam, where it says that there was thunder and lightning. Then the voice came from the sky, that the eighth son of your sister will kill you. So
Yes.
I was wondering, you know, the thunder and lightning is in charge of
Indra.
Lord Indra,
Yeah.
the king of heaven. So maybe that was his voice coming from the sky, or whose voice was it, Gurudev?
It didn't necessarily have to be Indra's voice, because Krishna is ultimately, he can take charge of any of the material elements anytime he wants.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying, from the information I have, it's not mentioned whose voice it was. Could have been Narada Muni's. Usually in those cases, I mean, this is just speculation. Usually in those cases, it's someone like Narada Muni creating trouble.
Okay.
Like Narada Muni, he would advise Kamsa that basically you can't be sure which son of Vasudeva Devaki is going to kill you, because they may be counting different ways. And so Narada Muni inspired Kamsa to kill all the sons, not only the eighth son of Vasudeva and Devaki. So you usually find that Narada Muni is the one who's just like causing trouble in these particular cases.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Second question. In the class, you read that we should not understand transcendental topics with mundane understanding.
Yeah.
What do you actually mean by that, Gurudev?
Well, through our mundane vision, like we project our own mundane understanding, our mundane emotions, in terms of our bodily relationships, exactly what I was describing, and we think that Krishna's relationship is like, you know, just like you're married, you have a nice wife, she's a nice devotee, and so you're thinking, oh, my relationship with my wife is like Krishna's relationship with Radharani.
That's not true.
I know it's not true. But some people think like that. I've had people come, young people come to the temple and they say, oh, this is my Radha and I'm her Krishna.
That's...
I'm sure you've heard that. Especially if you watch Hindi movies, you'll see that quite a bit.
No,
this is my Radha and I'm her Krishna. But anyway, that's a pretty bad Krishna, full of pus and blood and stool and mucus and urine. Krishna's body is the, what? Eternity blissful and full of knowledge. You know, if you have to make a verse up by about, I don't even know the Sanskrit, but anyway, Tridaduke. If you have to make a verse up about a mundane man or a mundane woman, it's just like, you know, Ishwara. That this person is not the supreme controller, and they have a body made of blood, pus, mucus, stool. Krishna's Maya's so funny. Maya makes us run after things that are just like really not relishable. Wow. You can imagine, like, you go to a hypnotist, and he hypnotizes you. You are a dog. You are a dog. You are a dog. Bark! Woof, woof. Roll over. Beg. So Maya, it's so amazing. You know, Maya's just like cheating us in so many ways, and we are just saying, yes. Thank you, Maya, for cheating us. All right. Oh, I think I have a question from Braja Leela. She has her hand up.
Hi, Paul. Please accept my obeisances.
Accept my
blessings. Do you hear me?
I can hear you. Sorry for preaching so heavy about renunciation.
No, that's okay. I'm wondering, like, off of my question that I asked in the chat, sort of two things. First, like, does that detachment, or that taste, I guess, the taste come in time and with what, like reading or whatever else? And then the second thing is that, sorry, I'm on the road. does that, when we really, like, at least intellectually know that we don't want to experience the lower taste, we'd rather experience the higher, but we just, like, obviously it's really scary to be thinking, oh, if I don't have these lower tastes, I won't have any taste, because we don't have spiritual emotions yet or feel them. Then it's like, what do we do? Like, it's it's really frustrating to have to go to those lower tastes.
Yeah.
And we want the higher ones, but we aren't there yet. What do we do?
We have to be practical. We have to understand where we are, and we engage our chemical reactions. Sorry for that example again. I mean, I'm a scientist, so, you know, I always go to machines and chemical reactions. So we engage, we understand what material needs we have. Like getting back to practicality, we have material needs. Yes, we haven't been transcendental. So there's Krishna conscious ways of engaging that. And that enables us to remain stable and steady in the process of hearing and chanting, so we can ultimately, after many years, transcend this world. So I'm not advocating for everyone to, you know, renounce this world. In fact, I'm advocating the opposite. That the statements I made was simply for Pran Govinda, not anyone else. He's the only one who's qualified. He's the only one who's qualified to hear what I said in class. Everyone else should forget everything else I said.
Well, it's frustrating to like read that these are the things that we're attracted to are so
illusory,
low. And also to feel like to feel that they're low and illusory, and then to not really feel like there's an alternative, and also that those things are just in our hearts. And we can't get rid of them because we're not there yet. And we really don't want them there, but they're there. And it's like, it doesn't even really, there's not even much like pleasure, but it's almost like, what else is there?
Yeah. So in other words, that requires a great deal of humility. That's a point you brought up, is that we'd like to think more of ourselves. I mean, we'd like to think that we're more Krishna conscious than we actually are. Like yesterday, Pran Govinda mentioned that there were a lot of people who were supposedly renounced that are no longer renounced, living in Alachua, within a few miles of him. And so we have this overinflated conception of ourselves. And so it's important to be internally honest with ourselves and understand. I mean, just like I like tasty prasadam. And Prabhupada liked tasty prasadam too. So, of course, my tasty prasadam is the same every day. But I like my cooking better than anyone else's cooking. Yeah, I'm addicted to my own cooking. I mean, other people's cooking's all right. I hope Lee the Shakti's not listening. But anyway, but, you know, I'd like to have nice tasting prasadam. And of course, prasadam I offered to my deities and everything like that. So I'm dovetailing my desire to have nice tasting prasadam. So one has to just be honest and realize, like Prabhupada even said, of course, Prabhupada's an absolutely pure devotee. Prabhupada said that it's better to die eating tasty prasadam than to eat bland food. And one point, as I mentioned, Prabhupada said, let the starvation committee go to hell, when they were trying to give Prabhupada some bland boiled food. So the point is that one just has to be humble. Yes, I'm trying to be a devotee. I understand this is the goal. And right now, my point is to dovetail my material propensities in Krishna's service. That's all.
Is it also possible to pray to Krishna to like remove these things if they're really making us suffer and we see that they're making us suffer?
Yeah, I mean, I would pray to Krishna to let us realize our spiritual identity, because that's the cure. You know, just removing them. If I say, you know, Krishna, just remove my desire to drive a nice car or something like that. It's an inside joke for those of you who know me. Anyway, if I say to Krishna to remove my desire to drive a nice car, that's, you know, it's a negative. You can't do a negative. So I would say, Krishna, help me realize who I am. I mean, this is what I do. I pray to Krishna, Krishna, please realize that. Please, my dear Srimati Radharani, please realize that I am, you know, your servant. Let me realize that. And once I realize that, it takes care of all the negatives. But until then, we utilize our material propensities and desires in Krishna's service. It's a dovetailing. Like if people get married, they get married and they have Krishna conscious children. And that's actually many great devotees like Bhaktivinoda Thakur were married and they had Krishna conscious children. So I'm not preaching against it. I just said, I'm just trying to train up Pran Govinda. The rest of you forget everything I said. Pran Govinda is going to become a fanatic, disturbed sannyasi like me, you know. I'm gonna make him as crazy as me. That's my intention. By the time I'm finished with him, that Prahlad Nanda Maharaj will never recognize him again. I'm gonna teach him how to make Prahlad Nanda Maharaj laugh. That's a big challenge. Anyway, so it's a good point, a good question you raised. You know, we're aware of these desires, we dovetail them, we use them in Krishna's service, Krishna's pleased, and that's perfection. And many great devotees have done that. Many pure devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and others have done that, and that's fine. That's fine. And, you know, we don't want to impose a mood of guilt on people. You know, it's just like, you know, I like driving a nice car. I'm not going to feel guilty about it. You know, oh, you're in Maya. You're driving a nice car. I mean, just like the other day, I was driving someone's car, actually, Champaka's car. I was driving Champaka's car, and, you know, she has a nice car. I just have an old car. But anyway, she has a nice car, and I was driving her car, and we had a clear road, and I pushed down the accelerator and went from 0 to 60 in roughly 2.5 seconds. And I enjoyed it, and I'm not embarrassed about it. I was dovetailing because I was going somewhere to serve Krishna. So if you're going somewhere to serve Krishna, and you can do a little speeding and have fun and get away with it without getting caught by the police. Go ahead. Anyway, what an example. An example. Don't worry, be happy. Okay, one other person can ask a question here. Actually, my disciples are very merciful to me. They let me drive their cars. Okay.
Can I ask you a question, Maharaj? Please accept my humble obeisances.
Oh. Yes. So what's up? What's up, Maharaj?
Maharaj, I'm your servant. Maharaj, why Sivas Thakur, who is a Narad Muni,
yeah.
I do not recall Narada or Gopi's involvement with the Ras Lila or anything. But how come Mahaprabhu was igniting some kind of in reciprocation with Srivas to go on and speak more? I got a little lost. Why Mahaprabhu was encouraging Srivas to talk about Ras Lila when Srivas in his origin as a Narada, or I don't know if it's Narada Gopi.
Narada Muni is generally depicted. That's actually a good question. Narada Muni is generally depicted as a devotee of Narayan. Okay. Now, generally, that's a depiction of Narada Muni. However, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you've read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita?
Yes, Maharaj.
Where does one see Narada Muni?
He goes everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Yes.
So, in other words, Gopa Kumara asks Narada Muni, you know, I see you here, I see you there, I see you everywhere. And Narada Muni explains that's the nature of a pure devotee. So Narada Muni has a manifestation, just like all the parents of Krishna are expansions, and even the demigods are expansions of Krishna's associates in Goloka Vrindavan. Right? Like you have Aditi and Kashyapa, right? And their son, of course, was Lord Vamanadeva. So they're considered expansions, not ordinary demigods. I mean, they're expansions of Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai, and Vasudeva and Devaki are expansions of Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai. So you have, in the place of these great devotees, you have manifestations of them, the original manifestation in Goloka Vrindavan, and the expansions on other realms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I mean, it's really interesting. Anyway, Brihad Bhagavatam. Yeah?
Jiva Goswami says that Drona and Dara, who are the expansion of Nanda and Yashoda,
that's right,
cannot be taken that position by soul in their perfection. But Vasudeva and Devaki, or you said Kashyapa Muni and Mother Aditi, position, that's a post also.
Yeah, they're expansions or empowered expansions.
Yes.
We call it empowered expansions. But nobody can be Nanda Maharaj or Yashodamai. Nobody can take that position.
No.
But in this world, you could become the father of one of Krishna's incarnations. You know, you'll be an empowered expansion of what? Nanda Maharaj. Gets a little complicated. But anyway, Narada Muni in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is depicted as manifesting on many different levels. So, it's inconceivable. I mean, he knows, and he goes to Dwarka also, right? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, even though he's a devotee of Narayan, he ends up in Dwarka visiting Krishna in all of his houses. And then he talks to Kamsa about, you know, about the eight sons of Vasudeva and Devaki. And then he goes to Vrindavan and he appears as Narada. And also, interestingly enough, Narada Kund, where he instructed Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, is in Vrindavan, is in Govardhan. Have you ever been to Narada Kund?
Once, long time ago.
Once. It's right across from Kushama Sarovara. You go off the main road, and it goes all the way.
I'm going to go with you, Maharaj. I'm going to go with you.
All right. We will see. So anyway, so it's right off the main road, and it's a beautiful pond. And they have a deity of Narada Muni, and they chant. Actually, they chant Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radha Radha, which is the same thing as Hare Krishna.
Isn't that Nimbarka Sampradaya?
Yeah, that's Nimbarka Sampradaya. Okay. Which they also worship Radha Krishna and Nimbarka Sampradaya.
But I was told that one Acharya, I don't know exactly who said it's a Shakya, not Parakya. Conjugal, they worship.
No, but actually Nimbarka originally talked about Swakya. Parakya. Nimbarka actually talked about Parakya. He's one of the few ancient Acharyas who actually talked about Parakya Bhav. Anyway, that's a little complicated for everybody here. Oh, time to end class. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Srivas Thakur, whose appearance day it is tomorrow. So that'll be tomorrow, same time, same station, for those of you who are in different locales around the world. Thank you very much for joining us. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.